So how are you today? Wonderful. Well, your words, the words you declare will define your day. If you say, oh, I'm so tired, it's a lousy day, you will have a lousy day because you already declared that. Amen? So I believe we need to declare it's an excellent day. We're going to learn, we're going to experience God's power and love. We appreciate Ricky to lead us. It was so good. I think it's a top-notch. I really mean it. Objectively, it's a top-notch worship because the presence of God was here and it's in the Spirit. This morning, I'd like to share with you about Arise, Shine, Part 9, Becoming a Spiritual Person. I understand when you hear these words, it sounds very vague, sounds kind of distant. What do you mean to become a spiritual person? In certain way, it's very simple. Because God is spirit, right? And the last Sunday, anybody still remember what I tried to teach last Sunday? Yes, close. Becoming a friend of God. God desires us to be his friend. You know, I believe it was a good message. Not because I teach it, because it's so crucial to many people. In this country, you know, we in the post-Christianity era or in the whole Western world, particularly for the younger generation, they don't like institute religion. You know, they have very negative view about church in general. I think one reason they feel it's not real. It's a lot of rituals, you know, talk, not much power, not much reality. But that's not kind of God he wants us to project. Our God is so real. Actually, Jesus shared with a Samaritan woman, a seeker, an unchurched person. He said one time has come. Those who worship God should worship in truth and in the Spirit. If you're not a spiritual person, you cannot feel God. You cannot sense God. You cannot know what he's doing. You have no clue. That's very important. It doesn't matter how long have you attended church. So it really starts with the born again. You need to born out of the Spirit, not out of the flesh. The reason I want we sit together in a circle today, I want more interacting style rather than just preaching. You know, preaching has its strength. I understand when seminary training, 31 years ago, we emphasized a lot of that. It's very important to teach the word according to the context and the text, not just randomly pick a verse and then just say whatever. No, that's not it. Actually, the good expository preaching is very rare. Most of people just pick a verse and say whatever he wants. No. It's a lot of work on that. There's a high value of that. But also, it's important is when we teach or we preach, there's an interaction there, right? We usually just hear a message and go. So I'm going to change my style from now on. I'll make my sermon much shorter. But toward the end, we have some ministry time. That's where the Holy Spirit will come to minister to you, right? The Lord speak to you through the word, then he will ask you a lot of questions. How does that relate to your life? How does that apply? Amen? If a message is not practical, it's meaningless. You just get a whole bunch of information, right? You don't need the information. You're overwhelmed with so much information by now. Amen? And unfortunately, a lot of times those information are negative. The news every day I see is just a lot of negative because they understand the psychology. You know, people respond to that. Wow, right? There's a bad news in Orlando, Florida, right? There's a shooter. There's a killing in the nightclub. Yeah, killed 50 people. Very bad news. I really encourage you. Sometimes that's my problem. Sometimes I look at news. I start a day to look at news. It's bad. You know, it just poison your mind. It's, there's so many people killed. You know, this. We need to start a day with the good news, with the Lord. But that requires we to be a spiritual person, discern, not just use our mind all the time, because our mind is a natural function. It's a soulish function. You need to submit your mind to the Lord, to the Spirit. The Lord will direct your mind. I really mean it. I think the first point I'd like to share is three kind of people. You know, there are all kind of people's group in the world, but spiritually speaking, only three kind of people, three kind of person. Number one is a natural person. This one has not received Jesus as his Savior and the Lord. This one has not born again. He's a natural person. Okay? He doesn't know the spiritual thing. He guesses, he fascinates, but he doesn't understand. Because when one time there was a Jewish rabbi, teacher, went to Jesus at night, he asked Jesus. His name was Nicodemus. He really a truth seeker. He's a seeker. He really wants to know the truth. He's a well-known, well-respected teacher. Jewish leaders. He went to Jesus. He said, truly, truly, you must come from God. If you're not from God, how can you do the things you are doing? And Jesus didn't say, you know, like Chinese way, nani, nani. Oh, and you are too kind to say it. No, Jesus didn't say that. Jesus' response said, truly, truly, I tell you, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And this gentleman said, how can that be? I'm old. A person's old. How can he go back to his mother womb? Come out. Jesus said, again, truly, truly, I tell you, unless a person is born of the Spirit and water, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So in other words, unless a person is born again, you cannot understand spiritual things. You don't. You don't know why God does this. That's what happened to the Pharisees, the Jewish leaders. By the way, this is the background music of this area. I heard this all the time. It shows the crisis all the time. That's why we need the Lord. I think second kind of person is a carnal person. You know, the carnal person is born again. However, he doesn't have much spirit in him. You know, the Holy Spirit right in his heart, but just in the one guest room. He still do things according to his mind, according to his emotion all the time. You know, there's no surrender of the lordship to the Lord. It's a carnal person. So it's a mix. The third kind is a spiritual person. It's a controlled by the Spirit and filled with the Spirit. So today, you know, we think of the spectrum here. On the far left is a spiritual person. Far left is a spiritual person. It's a natural person. On the far right is a spiritual person. The most of believers, including every one of us here, we are kind of between. Kind of on the way from a carnal person to be a spiritual person. So today I'd like to elaborate on that and learn how to control progression and transformation. You really need. Before I proceed more, I want to encourage you. The summer usually 3 months, June, July, August. I encourage you this summer to have a totally different perspective of something. I want to encourage you to seek first God's kingdom of righteousness. That's a spiritual person's perspective. I understand. A lot of us say, oh, I want to rest. Our vacation this summer, just relax, be refreshed. I tell you, the secret to be refreshed is not vacation. I tell you, vacation without God's presence can even more tire. Right? We heard of people say, I need a vacation after my vacation. Right? Because when you go out to vacation, for me to take a vacation before I go out, I need to prepare a lot of things covered. Oh, if I go for, last time I went to Scotland, you know, for 18 days. Oh, my goodness, I have a lot of work before to cover. Make sure everything covered, right? And then you need to book the ticket, arrange this, that. And then finally, the day comes, you fly all the way there. And you go there, take a few days to adapt to a new schedule, there. New food, a new culture. And finally, you settle, and then you have to come back. So I'm not trying to be negative about it, but I just want to a reality talk with you. I'm not your shepherd. I'm the under shepherd of God. God's your shepherd. But as the under shepherd, I want to tell you frankly. I want to encourage you to have a very, very radical view this summer. You don't think about vacation, but your whole summer will be a vacation. How many of you love that? You'll be refreshed every day. You need to switch your focus, dear brothers and sisters, no more on yourself. That's the carnal person, the difference between a carnal person and a spiritual person. You start to focus on, you ask God, God, what you want me to do this summer? What day is today? June 12th. We still have 2 months and a half. Time will fly by very fast. Very soon will be July 4th. Very soon will be Labor Day, I tell you, just in like that. But you need to guard your time well. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do this summer? I will tell you what the Lord wants all of us to do. The Lord wants us to share the good news of Jesus Christ with one or two persons in the circle of your influence. If you start to do this, I tell you, this summer will be the most memorable summer for you. Do you understand that? As a minister, I minister to many people. They constantly come to me, bombard me with a problem. And that's what part of the reason I burned out last year. I should direct them to God. Say, okay, no more. Don't talk to me any longer. I cannot help you. But I see the common ground among all the people, you know, with all the problems. They have a tendency. They just focus on themselves. First, focus on yourself. Secondly, focus on your problem. Thirdly, I guarantee you'll be very miserable. The Lord said, no. Right? One time he shared with disciples, they don't worry about what to eat, what to drink, you know, etc., etc. Seek first his kingdom and righteousness. This morning I will lead you to be a spiritual person. First of all, you need to switch your focus. No more just yourself. Think about one or two persons. That person may never arrive at our church. It's fine. Our goal is to expand the kingdom of God. A church is a big, is great or not. It's not just the size. It's the influence. Amen? You'll be a big man or small man. It's your influence. Also, positive influence. Some people are very influential, but it's negative, you know. Hot temper, stingy, you know. Negative influence. We want to be positive influence. So I encourage all of you this summer, tell your neighbor, think about one to two people. Tell your neighbor. And share good news with him. Amen? Amen? In order to share good news with someone, you need to be a good news. Amen? You continue to tell him, oh, you know, how good Jesus is. In the meantime, you say, oh, I'm so miserable right now. That's a very strange messenger. You got to believe in Jesus. I believe in him, but I'm very miserable right now. Maybe you can join with him, repent together. Maybe that's the example. So I just want to encourage you. Let's switch the focus. I tell you, there's a great possibility out there. When you have a desire like that, I tell you, I'm going to hear testimony after testimony from today on. Just one person. You start praying for that person. You start asking the Holy Spirit, what should I do? Life Lutheran Church, our neighbor church, they have a small table at Ranch 99 every Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. I'm very touched by them. I do not mean because they do what the right thing. I see at least there's a church put a table there every Saturday from 12 to 2. Okay, say something, please. Also there, too. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I just feel I'm very inspired, encouraged. There's a church, think about kingdom. They want God's presence there with a table. And they are very, I just kind of share with you, right? I think this is better than what I wrote here, because this is about a spirit, about a spiritual person. Does God love this community? So Ranch 99 Shopping Mall is a part of the community gathering. There are all kinds of people there. There's all kinds of persuasion there, all kinds of religion there. They try to sell. You're so right. It's a fortune teller table. In the past, we used to have a Kingdom Worship Center upstairs. Every time before we go to pray, we pass by the fortune telling table. So many ministers say someone needs to share gospel with them. Just go there, ask them for fortune telling, and prophesy over them. You know, we tell you. But what I try to say, isn't that wonderful? There's a church presence in the mall there to bless the shopper there to share. And I saw they were very creative. They make a balloon. They try to reach younger generation. Some of them learn how to make a balloon. They do it. And the kids pass by. They say, oh, mommy, I want a balloon. So they attract the kids. The parents are there. I'm not talking about the skill right now here, technique. I talk about the heart. Amen? So I encourage you. We as a church, we're going to have VBS. July 18 to 21st. Richard Zahn will be the coordinator. Irene is kind of busy, cannot. She will be the dance teacher. I encourage all of you, invite someone. We have a nice flyer designed by Daisy. All the new people, they want to do it to younger generation. If you already sign out your kids for someone, someplace, it's perfect, fine, but it's not your kids here. We think about kids in the community. Amen? Kingdom of God not just limited to our kids only. Amen? If you other your kids' friend, they don't sign any camp, you invite them to come. It's from 8 o'clock to 12:30. You want to serve, you sign up with Richard. You sign up with me, with the leaders. I want to help in certain way. It's wonderful. Amen? We not just talk about technique or bait or increase the number of churches. That's too small. We want to increase the kingdom of God. Amen? But you need to start with us. It's a perspective change. No more just bombard about God know your needs. God is your friend. And he invites each one of us to be his friend. In order to be his friend, you and I need to become a spiritual person. In tune with the Holy Spirit. Know what God is doing in your life. Know God what is doing in Richmond area, in America. Amen? I want to share with you another thing. How many of you know the UC Berkeley and the Lawrence Lab, they had joined an adventure? They are going to start a Berkeley Global Campus, which the site is 10 minutes away right from here. 10 minutes away. How many of you know that? May we start to pray for this? Can you imagine? A top-notch university campus will be located in Richmond Coast. How that will impact this whole area. Amen? I constantly pray for this. And one day, a person knocked on my door. He was looking for this guy, my son. He said, is there someone called Joseph John there? I said, oh my goodness, he's in trouble again. He said, I'm a Berkeley campus police officer. I said, oh my goodness, JJ makes trouble in UC campus now. He said, oh, no, is Joseph John in trouble? Oh, no, he's not in trouble. He just say, oh, there's a certain car accident he was involved. He needed to be witness. So I asked him, by the way, do you know that your school has this big project on the coastline? He said, of course I know. You know your chancellor name? He said, of course, Dr. Dirk. So he's trying to explain to me about. I say, how do you know the project? He said, wow, the Dr. Dirk really wants this project to move forward, but he doesn't have enough money. I think the government's money is limited. They cannot come in, so they need a private investor. And he said, by the way, you know, there's a rich Chinese businessman just donate how much money to build a building there. So he tried to imply maybe I can. I say, I'm volunteer. I say, if I can find an investor, do you think Dr. will be interested? Oh, he say he will push aside all the work. He will talk to you right away. So from that day on, I'm praying for that. the God will connect me with some billionaire. Maybe by God's great head kingdom prosper, even he doesn't know. I will bring him to the doctor. And this is an important thing that relate to us, not just our church and the older church here, right? If there's a campus start here, how many students, how many professors, how many possibility for us to impact, to influence, through convert, through disciple, to share gospel with the people there. Amen? But right now we think, that's very far away. That's, no. When you become a spiritual person, you start to ask the Lord. Say, Pastor Joseph shared two things today. One is there's a church have a table in Ranch 99. They try to reach the community. Another about a possible university here. How does that relate to my life? Amen? I know we all are busy. Even, you know, nowadays, the younger the person are, they're busier, you know? They're on their phone all the time. Even if they have nothing to do, they're still on the smartphone all the time. They're so busy. But my question, what are you busy for? Where are you heading for? I think that talk about to be a spiritual person. I want to ask all of you, how many of you believe you are truly born again? Raise your hand. Okay. May I ask you, as you recall, how can you be born again? Based upon your experience. Ricky, how were you born again? Yeah. But who was the helper? Who was the real person? Okay. But what I mean is, you know, to be a spiritual person, you really need to know the mission, the work of the Holy Spirit. So all go back to the Last Supper. Jesus told the disciples, "Say, I know you're grieving. I know you're worried. You're anxious," because they know Jesus was leaving. You know, the disciple. It's funny with disciples. They knew, but they are not too sure. They don't know. They really don't know what they know. They're very confused. That's all in the Gospel of John. And Jesus told them, "I'm leaving. It's good for you. If I don't leave, the one with the same essence of me will not come. It's a counselor. It's a comforter. It's the Holy Spirit." And in John chapter 16, Jesus said, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world about sin, about judgment." Is that really, according to the Bible, is the Holy Spirit that bring you to the Lord? Holy Spirit enlighten you, convict you, and lead you to the conversion, to the decision. Last night I was with a college group, some of them, in a dinner. The Richard is a Cal PhD student, major in math. He shared his experience about born again. He said when he was a Princeton student, junior, and he heard a message about evangelistic message, and the speaker gave an invitation. He said, "No, I don't want this. No, I cannot handle this." So he went home. He went back to his dormitory. He said, "It's very strange. When he went back to dormitory, he sat down. That invitation come again. You receive Jesus, Savior, and the Lord. You are in the darkness. You need a change." He said he tried to resist that, pressed on that, but that voice, that still voice from the Holy Spirit say, "You need to make a decision today. You are at the fork road, a crossroad. You need to make a decision today. Because if you don't make a decision today, you don't know you have next time you have a chance." He say, it's so strong. Never happened in his entire life. So that was the day he made a decision. Not at the pulpit, in his dormitory. Dear brothers and sisters, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So in order to become a spiritual person, we need to learn the truth about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not a power. Holy Spirit is not just an image. Holy Spirit is the third person of Godhead. Jesus, when he was on the earth in physical sense, he only can be with the people one time, right? In the one location. But he's going back. He told his disciples, after I go back, you don't leave Jerusalem. Just pray together, wait upon the one I promised. So they were together for 120. They were in the upper room, and I went there. Supposed to be there, I went to the Holy Land trip. And they brought me to Jerusalem. This is the upper room. This is where the 120 pray there. And they pray for 10 days. On the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit arrived. And that's the birth of the church. Do you see that? The church was birthed when the counselor comes, empower them, change their perspective. And the Peter tried to explain about the phenomenon. He didn't give you a preaching. He just tried to explain what's this going on. People thought they were drunk. He said, no, this is not drunk. So he just explained that. And I believe the bystander, probably 10,000 people, a lot. There were 3,000 received Jesus that day. So how to become a spiritual person? First of all, we need to be really born again. If you constantly, whenever you read the Bible, you feel so tired, you don't have appetite, very difficult, you really need to check yourself. Are you really born again? I'm not trying to doubt your salvation, but we need to check ourselves. If I come to the spiritual thing about knowing God, we just constantly struggle, then you really, really need to check yourself. So after you're born again, we all in the category as a carnal person because we struggle, including myself, right? We constantly cannot surrender ourselves to the Lord. Then we need the help of the Spirit to help us. Amen? The carnal person is someone, he receives Jesus as a Savior, but not receive Him as the Lord. So if we compare a person as a house, right? You know this basic illustration. In a house, in a mansion, there are so many rooms. Let's say we all compare ourselves to a mansion. There are many rooms there. A carnal person is maybe just one small room for the Holy Spirit, for the Lord. The rest of the room all by yourself. Think about your life, your career, your parenting, your hobby, your management of finance, management of time, associate with people. Do you ask the Lord or just do it? How many of you, let me ask a funny question, okay? How many of you plan your vacation according to the price? Okay. How many of you plan your vacation really ask the Lord? You say, Lord, joy. How many of you? I'll advise you from today on, wherever you go, you're not just go there because price is cheap. I understand that. I advise you ask the Lord. Does he know it all? Right? You're concerned about safety too, right? You're concerned about the place you go, the spiritual climate, right? There's a lot of things. Think through that. Not just money. On behalf of me, not on behalf. Identify with Chinese immigrants. I won't say cheap. I will say inexpensive. They're looking for inexpensive. The people around me practice that all the time. But I encourage you to be a spiritual person. No more a carnal person. Really ask the Lord. David was a man after God's own heart. His strength, he was a warrior. It's like that. Oakland Warrior team. I like the name Warrior. He was a warrior. He was a general. He knew how to fight. But in all his major move, he asked the Lord. That really touched my heart. You're a good accountant. You're good in something. That's your strength. Even in your strength, you still ask the Lord. That shows you honor him. Amen? And every time King David asked the Lord show him, you should go or not. Watch out. Isn't that wonderful? How many of you invest in stock? Ask the Lord. The pastor says, how can I ask the Lord? Then that's a journey you start to learn to be a spiritual person. What I mean, you ask the Lord. A lot of people say, I asked the Lord, but I didn't hear any voice from heaven to answer me. You are limited God's communication. You need to take another, listen to another message, how to listen to the voice of God.
The Holy Spirit, it's so important for us. I recall that several times in my life, that especially before I make big decisions, I will really pray to God. And God has protected me so many times. If the Holy Spirit tell me, don't do that, don't go there, if I listen to Him, I'll be safe, I'll be fine. If I don't listen to Him, I just go by my own will, I'll go into trouble. And the times, I think, when we are close to the Lord, we can hear Him. When the time that I'm not very close to Him, I cannot hear Him. Yeah, so we just need to close our relationship to the Lord, so we can hear Him, and He is our protector. But follow Him, you'll never go in trouble. And His wisdom is higher than anything else. Even just a quick testimony. Well, everybody knows I've been waiting for so long for a good Christian husband. And I share this many times. I met so many other guys before. I just actually everywhere I go, I'm very popular, okay? He knows. Everywhere I go, there's always guys like me. Non-Christians, Christians. Of course, I'm not considering non-Christian at all. So even among Christian guys, there's time I just feel, it's not quite right. I don't feel like quite right. Not really the one I want. So I've been waiting for so long. And all the, I'm really appreciative, brother, sister, church, pray for me. I have to say that there's times I feel weak. I want to give up. I want to just get married with this guy, or start dating this guy, but the Holy Spirit protect me and against all the temptations. And finally, I find Luke. He's all the guy, the best one among all the other guys I met before. So I'm very thankful that, for God's leading and the Holy Spirit lead me, protect me against all the temptations. Thankful church family's encouragement. Without this church family, I'll be married to some, we'll say a loser. A few years ago, a long time ago. Anyway, so, yeah.
I think our time draw to a close. We still have 6 minutes. I want to encourage you is, if you haven't been born again, you can talk to me or talk to Marlene afterward. We'll lead you. But I believe most of you are born again. I want to encourage you to listen to the voice of God. I give you an example. Jesus said, my sheep, listen to my voice. I think that God has no problem to communicate to you. If you cannot understand, you cannot hear from Him, there's a problem on our side. But the problem, we will start to deal with the problem by surrender ourselves to the Lord. You just tell the Lord, Lord, I desire to surrender my every realm, my life to you. I'm not there yet. I'm a carnal person, but I want to. And you start to make that. You pray like that, then you say, I want to hear from you. He will let you know very clearly. Let's just back to the theoretically speaking. If the Bible say about God is true, isn't God all-powerful? Is God all-powerful? A lot of people ask me from China, say, hey, when God speaks to you, did he speak in Cantonese or Fukienese or Caozhongnese or Hunanese? I say, all above. Depends. He can communicate to you in the language you understand, no problem. Because I heard testimony, people say, oh, God spoke to me in Shanghainese loudly. I said, no problem. He can, right? He has so many interpretation devices in heaven. That's not the issue. It's you need to know. Amen? Secondly, God communicates in many ways. A lot of people had the wrong concept. It's, oh, I got to see lightning from heaven. I need to just like a soul on the way to Damascus. There's a confrontation from God. So I fell on the floor and my eyes blinded for 3 days. And then, no, that's a one pattern. You don't have to. God can communicate in many ways. But it's very important. First of all, you need to be born again. You need the Spirit of the Lord in you. You need to cultivate your spirit healthy. You know, you need to have strong inner being there. I want to ask you, Ricky, when your parents call you, you will say, excuse me, may I know who's speaking? You don't, right? You say, hi, Dad. My mother called me. I say, hi, Mommy. I know right away that the particular voice, the particular style. So you need to familiar with God's voice. When he call you, you know that. A lot of people keep on confused about that. Then that's an issue you need to develop your inner life. How should we do that? You need to start read God's word daily. You're not just read God, other people's comments on God's words. You yourself need to read God's words. You cannot just listen to people's sermon. They talk about God's words. You yourself need to listen to read God's words. Our position for the church, Linnean Churches, we emphasize the word of God. Also, we emphasize the power and the work of the Spirit. You cannot have just one. A lot of people just prophetic, oh, vision and dream all the time. It's very dangerous too, because how pure is vision you dream? How mature is prophetic utterance? It's all fallible. It's contingent. But you have the word of God very clearly about the principle there, right? So you will not say, oh, I hear a voice say, I think it's from the Lord. He say the church really need the money for building facility. So this voice say, go and rob the bank and pay the 10% to church. I'll be, then they will not catch me. You know, they were just blinded. It's very real. It's, I really heard a voice. You know, it's totally wrong, right? Amen? Let's start a journey. This summer, switch the focus, not just on your needs, your struggle. Because God is your friend. When God appeared to Abraham, when Abraham recognized him, right? I shared that last Sunday. God deal with Abraham's needs right away. He said, next year, this time, you're going to have a son through your wife, Sarah. God cares for each one of us, your needs, your pressing needs, your struggle, whatever it is. We bring to the Lord. We start dialogue to the Lord. Say, Lord, tell me what shall I do with this. Amen? You listen to God. But don't say, wait until God resolve your problem and you are serving or do things. You just serve him. Amen? Summer still had 2 months and a half. We have VBS. Try to participate. Invite people. Take the flyer. You can serve. Pray for the campus here. In your daily life, you share good news. Be a good news with people. Last Thursday, I met Robert Scott in my office. We're talking about Kingdom of God. We were kind of encourage each other and pray. And suddenly somebody knocked on the door. There's a young man, tall, handsome young man standing there. I said, may I help you? He said, can I use your bathroom? I was there, paused for 10 seconds. I said, by the way, where you came from? He told me, Padaloma. He let me. I said, okay, you can use the bathroom. After he used the bathroom, because we are in the office. By the way, my office right across the hallway of the bathroom. So he's doing him. I say, oh, by the way, why you came all the way from Padaloma here? So he started to talk to me. He said, by the way, I just came back from China. I went to China for 3 weeks, 2 weeks in Guangzhou, 1 week in Hong Kong. I interpreted this and I tried to share with me about Chinese culture. And then he said, I just came, right after I came back from China, I went to Joshua Tree, the park, all by myself. He said, I want to, he said, I'm in the journey. I said, journey of what? I said, I don't know. I'm just in the journey of searching. I'm searching the reality out up there. So we kind of share with him indirectly. I said, by the way, you want to searching? The Sunday 9:30, we are searching here too. So I invite him. I know he will not come because he lives in Puerto Loma, pretty far. And I don't know what kind of lifestyle he has. But I plant the seed, you know. We both bless him. And the robbers say, that's called the fish. Jump into the boat. Dear brother and sister, if we had the presence of God here, we really love him, we really live out his command, kingdom lifestyle, we live a praise and worship lifestyle despite, we love each other truly, it's not just cultural love, okay? It's a real love. Sometimes a tough love. Speak truth in love. I tell you, a lot of people will come in. I believe that. Amen? Yes.
So a few days ago, I called this company. Was shooting a billing problem for the church, and the customer service representative. So she knew it's the church, and I'm the pastor's wife. And after solving the problem, and she said, "Will you please pray for me?" I said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "Are you a believer? Are you a follower of Jesus Christ?" She said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, how can I pray? What can I pray for you?" Oh, and then she didn't give me any details. She said, "Oh, just, you know, guidance, protection, provision." So I just go off from those three things and pray for her. At the end of prayer, she said, "Oh, I'm so teary over here, you know, at my end." And she said, "You made my day, and I feel, you know, good about today." And I said, "Well, you made my day too." So I just really praise the Lord for divine appointments. You know, I say, "Boy, you're the first person, a customer service rep, that would ask me for prayer."
Let's arise. We have to conclude here. You know, God's word doesn't need to conclude, but we have to because the next service is coming. I encourage you afterward, you can hang around in the next room or Joshua House. You can share your experience about listening to God, you know. I believe it's not just limited to Christina, everyone, amen? And you can pray together in Joshua room. We don't need anybody really to organize. We just volunteer. We just lead by the Spirit, pray together. Isn't that wonderful? I listened to someone just came back from China. I now try to exalt a church in China, okay? I just shared this. In Guangzhou, there's a three-cell church, large church. The service started at 9 o'clock. There are many people were there, 8:30 or even 8:20 in the church. They were talking. They tried to learn how to sing the song. And it just, there's a hunger there. You know what I mean? We need a hunger of God. And that's called grace. It's not doing God's work. It's your hunger for God. If God's your best friend, you'll do anything for him. Amen? It's a different order. I not say we should not serve the Lord. But let's start with loving the Lord. Know the Lord because he's wonderful. And the Holy Spirit, the counselor, is the one who will reveal you. Yeah, I have all the scripture, but I feel this way we talk will be better for today. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We ask the Spirit, Holy Spirit, you're the counselor, you're the comforter. You comfort us, you counsel us how to listen to the voice of God and follow his will. So we can be your witness to live a very exciting life. Not just self-centered, always about myself, my problem, my blessing. About now start to think about people's needs and how God used me to minister to people. Give us a very exciting summer. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each one of you. You can hand out next room or Joshua.